been murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It is a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube. Well, what's going on, guys? You miss us? The Call is back. It is draft week. The Ravens, they're going to be on the clock this Thursday. But joining me right now, there's no time limit here, my buddy Josh. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm fantastic, man. It's great to be back on The Call with you. How you doing, my friend? How's things going off season?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm an avid Good Morning Football watcher, but not
hey,
having
Adams and company.
Oh my goodness. Ugh. But absolutely, it's always fun to watch them and kind of hear them speculate of what they think is going to happen, but you know, it's just not the same without that football Sunday. So it's fun to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Ravens world. Of course, the draft is coming up. Before we get into the draft, let's just talk about this, the NFL schedule. I'm going through like my Facebook memories the last, you know, week or two, and I see posts of like you and I, and we're live. It's 8 o'clock. The schedule is out and it's us doing our live reaction show. And I'm like, why haven't we done that this year yet? What are they waiting for? I mean, we know they got delayed the last two years because of COVID. They weren't sure what they were going to be able to do. And I'm like, this one, I feel like they should have the schedule set. It should be ready to go. But they actually have told us that they will be releasing the NFL schedule on May 12th. And here's some of the key dates going on. On the 28th, during the first round of the draft, they will be announcing the first Thursday night football game on Prime Video. That game will actually occur in week two on Prime Video. Then on May 4th, they're going to announce the international games. And then on May 9th, they're going to talk about a couple games. And then on the 12th is when the full schedule will be coming out.
Kind of like a slow leak. Like, here's a couple. Oh, here's more. And right. Then here's the full gambit. Yep.
I call that a tease. That's what that is. That's a tease.
Stop teasing us.
So what do you think? Do you think we're going to
see? Please me. Don't tease me. Come on. I want the whole thing at once.
Do you see the Ravens potentially getting any of these international games?
I hope not, because we know the last time what happened.
That London game was disastrous.
In many ways. In many ways. Hate to relive that. I heard it was a blast for those who went for the trip besides the game, but I don't know. I mean, hey, but it was fun being at the restaurant doing a Sunday brunch and the kickoff being at 9:30. So by the time the Ravens were out of it by halftime anyway, but at that point in that game, but you know, the games are over and then you got the whole slate of the games are ready to go and the Ravens already played. So, I mean, it is what it is. If they end up with it, great. I don't know if I'll spend the money to go over. I know it's once in a lifetime trip, but I hope not. I hope they're done with that. But hey, we'll see.
Right. The other thing that was announced earlier as well is that the NFL will be actually doing a triple header on Christmas Day on December 25th. There's going to be three games played on Christmas Day. I mean, you and I watched Ravens Steelers Christmas Day at Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
That was a fun time.
Except for the end of the game, it was a really good time.
Yeah, I was going to say yes, but there's a big but there.
But what are the chances now that the Ravens potentially get a Christmas Day game?
Very, very easily possible. I mean, the Ravens have certainly had their share of holiday games. You know, Thanksgiving night, three of them. I think three of them, seems like. You know, they played on Christmas. Many, many times before. Obviously, most recently that atrocious Steelers game with AB crossing the goal line to ruin our Christmas night. So, Yeah, I think it's very possible that a Ravens, maybe Ravens Steelers-esque kind of game should be there on the docket. Who knows? I would love to see that. Maybe perhaps here in Baltimore this time instead of Pittsburgh. So we shall see how it unfolds. That would be a nice Christmas present for me with the season tickets. Give me that Christmas night game. I know a lot of fans won't like that, especially families. But, hey, we'll see how that goes and see how it rolls. But I'm always all for those kind of special one-off games and see where it goes. And then not only that, but the primetime. Will the Ravens, you know, have their fair share of primetime games, obviously being – you know, even though they did miss the playoffs last year, an unfortunate season, but they still have Action Jackson under center. He's a must-see attraction for the league. And, you know, a lot of people still like to see what he can do. And with the Ravens, with their own resurgence, with all the injuries and, you know, with all the guys coming back and then with the new additions that we're going to be drafting this weekend. So, you know, I expect the Ravens maybe 1-2 primetime games. I would be surprised if they get 3, but we'll see, given their opponents. You know, they got the Steelers again twice. They do play Tom Brady and the Buccaneers this year again. Thank you, Tom, for coming out of retirement because I might be trying to travel to Tampa Bay to see Tommy out in style because I thought I would see his last game ever a couple years ago, and it never came to fruition. He's still playing. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But before we get to that, before that we find out the when and the where, we got some baby birds to draft this weekend. And Ravens have 10 picks on the docket, man. And, you know, they have, just to go down the gamut, they have 10 picks overall. We know that round number one, they have the 14th overall pick. They have a second rounder in the 45th overall running down. They have two in round three, 76th overall and the 100th overall. Here's where it gets crazy. The Ravens have 5 picks in the 4th round. So follow me with the numbers. 5 picks in the 4th round. They include 110th overall, 119th overall, 128, 139, and 141. No 5th round pick, but they close out in pick number 196 overall in the 6th round. So Ravens, 3 in the 3rd, 5 in the 4th. Do you expect the Ravens to use those to jockey and move around the board, maybe to acquire another second, maybe to play around with that first pick? Who knows? But they do have some mid-round 3rd and 4th is where the meat of the draft is typically. You know, not to discount the 1st and 2nd where you do find your big value, right? You're getting the high picks. But do we know that these picks are valuable to build depth in the Ravens? You know, they have 7 of their 10 picks in the 3rd and 4th round, which is phenomenal. They can certainly build it, but they can certainly also maneuver and unload. Who knows?
And what the Ravens need right now is insurance. They need a lot of insurance because a lot of star players went down last season, and we saw what happened. They were, you know, using their fingernails trying to get every single inch onto that field and be able to win games, and they did come up short a lot of the time. So I think that's going to be the big theme for this draft. I don't think that the Ravens are going to make, you know, a splashy pick. I don't think they're going to be I don't think it's going to be a surprising pick. I think this is going to be a lot of in the trenches type of players. I think it's going to be a lot of them that aren't flashy. I think it's going to be a lot of big bodies. I think that the Ravens are going to be really smart with this draft, and they're not going to, it's not going to be like a knee jerk reaction to what happened last year. I think these guys have been thoughtful and methodical about who they're going after. And it might not be somebody who has the biggest numbers in college. It might be somebody who the Ravens think that they can kind of work with a little bit. They did re-sign Calais Campbell. He is coming back on a 2-year deal. They brought they brought back Michael Pierce to the defense. So
Tony Jefferson's back too.
So you've got a lot of veterans here who, I mean, Calais Campbell, I'm happy to have him back. However, he didn't play that many games last year. So will we see him on the field every game? Probably not. But his knowledge and his ability to, you know, kind of rally the troops, I think that's going to be even bigger with this next generations of Ravens coming in, just to get some of his knowledge and have kind of his work ethic kind of rub off on some of these young guys. I think this is going to be a draft of a lot of players staying with the Ravens and being here for a while. And I think that they're going to be able to kind of mold guys. They're not all these players, not a lot of these players are going to be coming in being able to make an impact on game one. But I think that these are Ravens that could potentially have a lot of longevity.
Absolutely, man. I mean, you certainly want to get those high profile impact players to go right away into plug and play, start from day one. I feel like with a 14th overall and which they have, they're going to get that day one starter. And the Ravens needs right now, you know, you kind of look at it, it's definitely on the line in the trenches, as you said, right? Offensive, defensive line, edge rusher is one of them, with the safety help as well. And corners can never have too many of that, but they certainly need the safety help as well with the likes of, Tavon Young and Deshaun Elliott moving on the greener pasture. So
yeah, real quick, let me just say the 10 free agents that the Ravens have let go that have signed elsewhere so far. We've got Anthony Averett, Chris Board, Bradley Bozeman, Deshaun Elliott. I was shocked Deshaun Elliott left. Justin Ellis, Josh Johnson, Eric Tomlinson, Sammy Watkins, Chris Westry, see you later, dude, and Tavon Young, and as well as guys like Miles Boykin as well, that he's been let go. He's been picked up by the Steelers. But that's a lot of players to leave your team, and that's a lot of different holes that you got to fill with this draft class.
It is, and they do it well when they do have a top pick. And when I mean a top pick, the top half, because you know with the draft in the NFL, the Ravens' success, you know, when they make the playoffs, are always in that 20, you know, lower half in the 20 range. And, you know, with this year being a 14th overall pick, they're in charged territory, but they've had a few times that they've been there, right?
This is four times in the last two decades they've had 16 or higher.
Do you know the players that they picked there?
I don't.
I
know what was Marlon Humphrey was one of them, right?
That's right. He was 16th overall in 2017.
All right, who are the other guys?
You had Terrell Suggs, come on. 10th overall in 2003.
Solid pick.
Haloti Ngata, 12th overall, 2006.
Another solid pick.
And who can forget the, well, now he's injured coming back, but in 2016, Ronnie Stanley at number 6th overall.
That's right. And I believe Ronnie Stanley just met with some doctors as well recently, kind of going over what how his ankle's doing. And they're saying he's on schedule to be able to play in 2022. He's still working on the rehab and everything for that ankle. He only played one game last year, but it looks like, you know, potentially things are looking up and he could play this season.
Now listen to this too. Yeah. And we're excited to have these guys back and given this success. The Ravens have joined the likes of the Patriots and the Colts when having high success rate in drafting in the top half of the draft, because they've been landing Pro Bowlers, you know, and pretty much your franchise starters, right? These guys are, you know, they aren't your Chris Westry's. Well, I know you love that guy.
Yeah.
which sucks because I got you a Chris Westry signed football for Christmas.
Did you really? I was about to say.
To your face, you're like, yeah.
It's a thought that counts, I guess.
I always got to give you a hard time. But, yeah, I mean, the Ravens have had success, and I'm really excited to see what they can do with this pick, because they've been linked to some names here, and it's kind of like, where are they going? And Brandon, a lot of people ask the question of the week, question of the month, right? Hey, who are the Ravens going to pick, man? Who are they going to pick? Bro, I wish I could tell you, right? You know, now, I don't like to sound cliche or just following the pundits, but I just usually just regurgitate names that are out there in the media. I'm like, okay, they might pick this guy or they might pick this guy. Who knows? You know, the Ravens are notorious for with that surprise and the manager with the best player available. Will they trade? Will they maneuver? There's been talks that they might trade up. You know, there's been some scenarios out there that, you know, rumors that the Ravens could, you know, use the third and fourth rounders, as I alluded to earlier, to maneuver on the board and maybe, you know, couple that and move up a couple spots, maybe, you know, moving around the board. And with this first round, it's unique because there is a lot of teams with double picks, most notably the Eagles, most notably the Giants. I believe the Jets, maybe, and the Jaguars are up there. But what's going to be interesting to see at the tail end of the draft, the Packers and both the Packers and the Chiefs with their respective trades with their receivers now being gone, they have some picks to spend in the last part of this draft. So not only do we have to pay attention what the Ravens might do with that 14th spot, but not only the entire first round, and seeing how these teams maneuver the board is going to be interesting, and trades aren't going to be done. I feel like there's going to be a lot to be made on draft night, especially night number one.
Now, I think a need that the Ravens really have here is they need a center spot. They need somebody to play that center role on offense. I think the majority of this draft is going to be spent on defense players, but offense, I think that we need somebody to fill that Bradley Bozeman spot.
Well, if you're looking for a center, why aren't you looking for Kentucky, Luke Fortner? He's been a name linked to the Ravens. He has the opportunity to play guard. He can play center. The kind of scouting report on him, and this is for BaltimoreRavens.com. He's athletic, extremely smart player. He's big, and he contribute immediately in the interior. And that's what we're asking for, right? Like we talked about, if we're going to draft a guy that high, we want to plug and play, get right in. A lot of these guys, especially in the first and second rounds, you expect to get right in, get their hands dirty, and expect to take a starting spot on the roster. But their needs are, again, the interior of the line, guard, center. They definitely need a linebacker / edge rusher. They definitely need some defensive tackle help. They definitely need some corner help, safety help. And the names that the Ravens have been linked to in recent weeks leading up to this draft, not only in round one, where a name that could be linked is Jermaine Johnson, an edge rusher, is emerging in a lot of mock drafts for the Ravens. He did lead the ACC. He told us 12 sacks and he won ACC Defensive Player of the Year honors last season. So that is on the Ravens' radar too. It could be an edge rusher there out of Florida State is Jermaine Johnson the second. But the other guys, again, rounds two and three, maybe even round four, depending on how these guys fall, just running in the gambit. We have Daniel, again, with these names, man, do apologize. But Daniel Filele, offensive tackle out of Minnesota. We talk about Luke Fortner, guard.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about him.
Yes, and the tail of the tape on him is – look out because he could be a force. So let's hopefully, and that'd be another Minnesota. I don't know if he played with Rashad Bateman, but remember Rashad Bateman was drafted out of Minnesota. It could be good. But a name I like to see on the radar, and it sucks he got hurt. But linked to our new defensive coordinator was David Ojabo out of Michigan. Remember he got hurt.
Right.
In the tryouts and that. So he tore his Achilles on pro day. So that remains to be seen. That was a name that I was like, dude, that fits like a Raven no matter what. I mean, we got his old defensive coordinator. John's brother Jim is up in Michigan. He can bend his ear. I mean, that's like kind of like a shoe in. Like, of course, and he's an outside linebacker. What better way? So, but with all those Michigan and Harbaugh connections and with his injury, he could slide. Maybe that second round pick could be there. I don't know. Will he be there for the fifth overall? That's the name I'm looking for to see how far he falls and who takes the chance. But I would love to see him in a Ravens uniform. So it remains to be seen how these guys shake out. But the Ravens certainly need to address that need early and get it out of the way. I don't think they should play around with that at all, because if they really want to mend this team and kind of bring it, not only get the injured guys back, get them up to speed, but you got to have that high impact player right at the beginning of the draft. And it's got to hit, the home run, got to hit it. Too many oftentimes with the Ravens has been they're missing in the first round. Recently it hasn't been like that, but when they draft these guys, like you think, and I'm talking like years back, like, oh, let's draft a Mark Clayton in the first round. How did that work out? Like, you think about those guys, they often hit Pro Bowlers in the first round and high impact players in the first and second round. So it's going to be interesting to see, man. It's going to be very, very interesting. And I can't wait to see how it shakes out.
Yeah, I was listening to the Lounge podcast, and they were talking about the draft, doing their mock draft, and they said when the Ravens look for someone to fill that center spot on the offensive line, they're actually not looking for a center. They want a very versatile player on the offensive line, because as we've seen the last couple of years, the offensive line changes a whole bunch, and you know, people can go left tackle, right tackle, move into center if they have to. They need players that can be very versatile, because as we've seen in the past, you're the spot that you get drafted for might not be the spot that you're playing on this Ravens team.
Absolutely. And that could shuffle the deck of cards respectively for the Ravens, because, you know, they, and I love that versatile players. I mean, you think about, you know, Pat Ricard is recently signed, right? You know, you think about, you know, guys on the offensive line, you know, Ryan Stanley can move around, you know, just because that you're drafted and that's your position, you know, the opportunity to learn a different position, you know, you, and with the injuries, it's always next man up, and there might be having some shuffling, but, you know, for the sake of the run blocking schemes, pass blocking schemes, and everything, you know, let's solidify that offensive line and bring everybody back. There was a lot of liabilities last year, albeit Villanueva was a huge liability last year. You know, I know the Ravens experimented with that, but, you know, sorry, dude, but, you know, happy retirement. But, you know, there was a lot of tape I saw, and he was just getting beat by these young guys, and just, he was just too slow. Step and a half, two steps too slow, and was the liability out there. Got to protect the quarterbacks and the investments, man. You know, you want Lamar to get healthy. You want to, you know, these running backs. You got to protect. It all starts at the line, and I feel like the Ravens, you know, yeah, we need to get the quarterback on defense, but got to protect the assets on offense, and I think that's way more important right now. So if they can land a nice guard, offensive tackle, center in the 14th overall, yeah. Fans might not think it's sexy, and we know it, right? Oh, you know, everybody wants that quarterback, receiver, whatever, you know, skill positions. But, you know, hey, you got to draft these guys. I mean, Ryan Stanley's drafted in the top 10. We know we started the whole thing with Jonathan Ogden, fourth overall back in 96. I mean, these guys are workhorses, and we need them, and we need them bad.
And I think this isn't just going to be the Ravens not really going after that QB position. It seems as if the trend's going to be the majority of teams are not going after that QB position. Good Morning Football, they said we might not even see the first quarterback drafted until maybe like the eighth spot of this
draft. It's an interesting draft this year, Brandon, because this quarterback or this draft class has not had any good quarterbacks. So you kind of, as a Ravens fan, who are biggest rivals, the Steelers, you really have to smile because the Steelers are in a predicament, right? You know, they need to draft a quarterback, and there's not many to draft from. So, yeah. You know, for the teams out there that are needing quarterbacks and have it so that fulfill that need to be a trade or free agency, slim pickings. So they got to pick. I mean, Kenny Pickett's out there from Pittsburgh, obviously. And there's a few names out there, but it's not – as recent past where, you know, like, oh, the first three out of five picks are quarterbacks, or, oh, you know, the first overall is a quarterback. It's usually always is. So no, this year is definitely different. And a lot of those draft analysts, you know, they're predicting that you might see a huge run of defense out of the first 5, 7, 10 picks. Like they said, out of the top 10 or 15 picks, majority of them are going to probably be a defensive run. So, and you have to think about Aiden Hutchinson, you know, could go number one overall out of Michigan, you know, to maybe Jacksonville. So we'll see how it shakes out. I don't know, but interested to see. But yeah, you might see a defensive player definitely go first overall. I want to bring up another player who I personally love just because my brother lives there, right? And it's a tie back to home with him is Chattanooga's Cole Strange. You know, he had a strong Senior Bowl. By the way, and he's an interior offensive lineman. He's one of the top prospects in the draft. So I would love him to be a Raven, you know, have that Chattanooga tie-in and be able to, you know, out of the UTC, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. And by the way, that is Terrell Owens' college. So, you know, definitely they've definitely cultivated some talent down there. That's TO's college. So not many people know that, but I definitely visiting my brother. I've actually driven by the campus many, many times. It's right in the heart of Chattanooga, Tennessee. So definitely seen the campus. I've been right by it, drove by it. So, yeah, I'm excited to see if the Ravens can land a Cole Strange. That'd be great. So we'll see.
Where do you see him landing for the Ravens, and like what round?
It's not going to be high. I think they could be definitely one of those, if they hold on to him, maybe just third round, one of those third round picks.
Third round.
again, with the mock drafts, I haven't seen him gone as high, but you know, it's certainly interesting to see where that ends up. But I'm certainly, a lot of fans and a lot of pundits have been excited about that name. But again, it could be that maybe even a second if they feel like they want to reach, but it could be that third round, you know, the beginning of that third round.
I'm trying to remember what player it was, but Peter Schrager was talking about a player that the Jets could draft early on, but there's also potential. He's seen mock drafts where this specific player drops from like a top five pick to like a 15th pick or something like that. So
that certainly can happen. Yeah.
So I'm kind of intrigued to see what the Ravens are going to do with that 14th pick, because this is a little bit higher than they're used to. They normally do trade back so they can get some picks later on. I wonder if they would decide to trade back so they can get maybe a fifth round pick in there, or if there is a player that falls that's expected to be a top five and falls, do they stay put hoping that player could get drafted by them?
But I would almost hate for them to do that, because as we alluded to way earlier, they rarely get this high pick, right? Because yeah, they're so successful and they mainly always make the playoffs every year. How often is this team picking? I mean, this isn't Jacksonville we're talking about. We're always have a top five pick. Like,
right,
this is the Baltimore Ravens. Like, we just covered it. Like, the Ravens really have to cash in, as we alluded to, four players, you know, four great Pro Bowl players in the top, you know, 16, 15 picks. So they got to hold on to it. If they trade, they better get crazy good value for it. But I expect them to certainly remain at 14, or at least remain around there to make a solid pick in the top 20 of the NFL draft prospects. Certainly.
So what else should we talk about in this show? I mean, this is kind of like a weird one. It's a preview of the draft.
It's straightforward, man. I mean, it's a lot of speculation, a lot of putting names out there. We have the picks. We laid them out there. We know where they're going to pick. They have ammo to trade. They have ammo to pull the trigger on some players. So we'll see. One thing I did want to bring up to keep the show fun and light, especially since lack of content until we really get down to the draft recap, when we got picks and names and everything to go on, a fan reaction, and then getting to the schedule in a couple of weeks. I want to bring up something nice that the Ravens did, but not only that, but I want to ask you a really good question. It brings me a reminiscing about a memory. So recently, A.Q. Shipley, remember A.Q. Shipley that played on the team?
Sure, yeah.
He played with the Ravens in 2014. Apparently, congrats to his family. He welcomed a newborn baby boy to his addition to the family. The Ravens actually sent him a care package. And he put it on his Twitter. It was great. They sent him like a Ravens outfit, like a booklet, and like a whole like baby package with like a pacifier and stuff. It was pretty awesome that the Ravens, even though he hasn't played with him in like years, right, they still sent him a care package, which is awesome. And he alluded to that the Ravens still remain a first-class organization. So that's awesome that they do that.
Yeah.
So, which makes me believe, because the name A.Q. Shipley is so unique. I wanted to bring up, it reminisces of a time that me and my pastor ate dinner. And he's a big Ravens fan too. And we were just messing around and we were throwing out some obscure names with the Ravens. And like somebody's like just like you reach back in the Ravens history and you're like, the names that you just don't think of. So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to start it off. I want to use this final segment to just spout off some like random Ravens names. Cause like A.Q. Shipley, like not a lot of people knew who he was. Like A.Q. Shipley, who's that? Like play for the Ravens, man. So I'm going to throw one out there. Quinn Sipnewski. Remember him?
I can't even say that.
Yeah. I always butchered it. Yeah. So yeah, he was a Raven. So you remember any obscure random Ravens names that aren't like obviously your household names?
I mean, it's a long name, but like he's a pretty well-known guy. You remember like Hushman Zada? I don't think I could have spelled that one on the paper. It's easy to say it. I don't know if I could spell it. There was somebody, wasn't their last name Brew?
I think so.
Yeah, there was a Dorian Brew. I remember that because his jersey was one of the ones that was at the yard sale at the stadium back in the day.
Yeah, the yard sale's this weekend, by the way.
It's this weekend?
Yeah, they're bringing everything back. They're bringing back the draft party on Thursday night. They're hosting fans in the club level, player appearances and everything, even a Vegas-themed casino night, I believe. And then I think Saturday morning they're doing their outlet sale. So everything's being brought back. Yep.
Nice.
All right. Another obscure Ravens name. Remember Jalen Parmalee?
No.
Yeah, running back, 2009.
Not at roster. All. Tommy Streeter, remember him?
Yes. Yeah, see, there you go. You're catching it. Okay. Yeah, see? Aha, receiver. How about DeVar Darling? Remember him?
It's a nice, I don't know. I don't remember at all. That's a nice name.
Man. Yeah, Tom. Dorian Brew. I found him. You said Brew. Yeah. Wow.
I remember.
He was a corner. He was a corner on the 97 squad, I believe.
Yeah, I go way back.
Yeah, he was drafted. Yeah. 96, 97. He played for the Ravens. Wow.
I was like, I should get that jersey. Even hang the that old above logo. My bar.
Brew. What a name, Brew.
Yeah.
Wow, you got that. I'd never even heard of him. You got one that I never heard of. I was like, Brew. I actually had to search it, and I was like, Brew played for the Ravens, and I found it. It's on the 97 roster. I was like, holy crap. Yeah, there he is. Before we get out of here, guess what I discovered that is an all – so, you know, the obviously the charity Barks, right, here in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Near to our hearts, right? Yeah. And we know Jimmy Seafood and Partners and with the Ravens, the Show Your Soft Side, and they're doing a show. Apparently, they're doing like some charity event at the Pier 6 Pavilion in Baltimore. Oh, yeah, the
Paul Jack Runway.
Yes, Paul Jack Runway. I knew it had a name. I was trying to figure it out. Thank you for reminding me. So I saw a post on social media the other day, and apparently they're auctioning off to raise money and auctioning off all these. I don't know if I shared it. I think I did, but guess what? One of the things you can actually bid on. To raise money for Barks.
What's that?
And it's crazy, and I'm really tempted to throw my name in the hat for a bid on it. You can actually bid for Nick Boyle to come to your house and walk your dog for a half an hour. And I'm not kidding. It's actually one of the items for bid.
I would like to bid on that to see if he could actually
the,
who
the bid right now is $345 though, for a half hour.
I'd like to bid on that because I'd like to see if Finn could get the better of him because I mean, there are I was
like,
days... so tempted.
I'm like sitting here. I was walking Max the other day. I'm like, how cool would it be to have Nick Boyle show to your house and walk your dog for a half hour for a charity? Right. I was like, I mean, for a good cause, you're giving the money to Barks, but I was like, that's a cool, neat, never heard of that to have a celebrity slash athlete to come to your house to walk your pet. Like, that's amazing. Like, who thinks of that stuff? Like,
yeah.
I'm glad that he would be up for it. So, and of course it says like, you must be in the Baltimore metro area and it must happen for training camp. So like, it has to work with your schedule. So it's like, and then like, if you win it, like, obviously you have to contact them. And I guess like, I don't know how they do, but I was like, that would be flipping awesome to have Nick Boyle rock your dog. So,
but what I saw if
the bids that were at 345. So, and there was four people bidding. So maybe the best, what? I don't know when it ends, but it was on, go to Barks, I guess you can figure it out, but I thought that was pretty neat. So I wanted to break that to you. It was pretty cool.
But what if, see, you always
here like, we go. We got your cooking. I shouldn't have started this.
What if your dog is the one that wins? Nick Boyle's walking your dog and it's a damp day out. He's walking your dog. He slips on a wet leaf or something like that, twists his ankle. Then you're like enemy number one. Like, you're the reason the Ravens aren't going to the Super Bowl now.
You had to go there. You had to go there. Could you imagine that? You just automatically go to the worst case scenario. Like, oh, slip and fell, twisted ankles. And Nah, we don't do that around here.
No, absolutely not. I'm trying to find this. I want to find this Project Runway because I want to bid on this now.
Oh, see, I got you.
Oh, it's this Friday. ProjectRunway.org is where you can look it up, and the event is this Friday at Pier 6. And let's look at this online silent auction. Yep. It's up to 360 now.
Oh, it was 345 when I looked.
360. It's 360 as we record this now. It's got five bids, but oh, look at this. Four tickets to Preakness, $1,200 bucks right now.
Yep.
We've got some Orioles memorabilia. Let's see. We got is this Jameel McClain?
Yes, a helmet for Jameel McClain. Yep.
Jameel McClain, $40 helmet right now. Signed.
There was like a trip to Austin for like, I don't know what it was, like thousands of dollars.
Yeah, we've got some signed Capitals jersey. It's going for like $700 bucks.
Said it ends Fridays is when the auction ends.
Yeah. That's what, I don't know I when the auction ends. The event is on Friday. It might
well, if end. The event's on Friday, then I'm sure, I don't know if I'm sure then it would be. through Friday at least, because if they're raising money for that, I don't know if they're raising money for the actual Project Runway or just for Barks in general, but I just saw the link posted on social media and I was like, wow, it's pretty neat. So they were like posting like, oh, Nick Boyle can, you can bid on Nick Boyle walking your dog. No, it's actually one of the items. So I was like, what? Let's see that. And I was like, wow. So, wow. That's the newest thing now. Celebrities walking dogs.
I'm
step up from Cameo. Sending you a video. Here, come walk my pet.
Yeah. Well, hey, Josh, for this pre-draft episode, have we covered everything? I feel like we've covered everything and a little bit more.
We covered it and then some. Pre-draft party in the house. The call style. Quoth the Raven. Nevermore.
All right, guys. Well, if you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash, Elon Musk's Twitter. That's where you can tweet us at. So, Josh, where can people tweet to
you? That's going to be fun. Tiny GQ52. Yeah.
Hey, now, whatever happened the last show we were Tesla, talking about.
He's got Tesla. He's got Twitter. What other T is he going to add to his repertoire?
Titans, the Tennessee Titans. That's what he's going to do.
Gonna buy the Tennessee Titans. I didn't think it was gonna happen. I thought it was a joke, and I was like, he actually did it. It actually happened. And they actually gave it up. I was like, wow. $43 billion.
Billion with a B. Billion. Billion.
Not M. Billion. Yeah. He's got some money. He's got some coin.
So last time we were talking though, you were talking about changing up your Twitter handle. You haven't done it.
I haven't done it. It's just because, like, I don't know. It's catchy, then I'm kind of I don't know. I know you like it. I like it because it rhymes. Like, dang, GQ52. Like, that's kind of why I did that way. And I'm like, I might keep the GQ52, but just change the first part. I don't know. I was thinking about changing the AJ GQ52. I don't know. We'll see, Josh. Yeah.
Still thinking about it.
Mulling it over. I don't know. But I might change it one of these days and just surprise everybody. But yeah, it's changed. Still the same guy. I just changed my Twitter handle.
Yeah.
But, yep, might change. Right. Who knows? We'll see. But it remains intact right now. But you're always Brando Cash, and we know you by that.
That's right. Brando Cash, that's me. Now, and if I ever become a WWE celebrity, that's going to be my ring name, Brando Cash.
What's your entrance music? Gotcha. Coldplay.
Oh.
Yes. Gotcha.
Why? Oh, why would you bring that?
That would be a prank.
Coldplay. That terrible, terrible band into existence here. Oh.
Love it. Look at your face. We had to freeze that one. Oh. When I say Coldplay, you got. Ugh.
Yeah, that's the thumbnail. That'll be the thumbnail.
what could interest music be? Coldplay.
Give me Daylight by Blue October.
Daylight by Blue October. There you go. I knew it was going to be.
Yeah.
Come on, Brandon. See, I can see you coming after that. I don't like all Coldplay, but there's probably, I can count on one hand the number of Coldplay songs I like, and that was one.
Actually, sing a chorus. Don't just go ooh and ah and talk about lights and sound and everything. Yeah, that was a spit take. You just gave me a spit take, man.
Didn't expect that. Great one. See, I got you with an ooh poopy face, and you got me with the spit take. We're even. What a show. What a great way to kick off the year.
That's right. Well,
you get a bit on Boyle.
Yeah, go ahead. You go do that.
You get a bit on Boyle. We'll split it. Well, both of our dogs.
Well, if you enjoy our podcast here, and how can you not? Why don't you get ready for the Stanley Cup playoffs? You can listen to my Washington Capitals podcast called "What the Puck." The Capitals have clinched a playoff spot.
Eight in a row, right? Eight in a row.
I think so. Eight in a row. Yeah. Good for them. Something like awesome. That. Yeah. Yeah, so the Caps will be heading to the playoffs. They begin on May 2nd. So if you are a Ravens fan and happen to be a Capitals fan as well, check out What the Puck wherever you stream this podcast. Now, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, rate us over on Spotify, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok, anywhere you're social on the web or with your phone. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to The Call, and you should too. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. I will tell you, if you guys do listen to What the Puck, and you do listen to The Call, but you still want to hear even more of my voice, I was a guest on a Can't Wait for Christmas podcast this time around. They did a movie recast segment, and I produced a little thing where I gave my suggestions on if you were to recast Home Alone, who would be in the cast. So if you want to listen to that, you can listen to that podcast wherever you listen to podcasts as well. So there's three different shows this week you can hear me on. The Call, What the Puck, and the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast.
How do I get to that podcast? Because that's one of my favorite, probably the favorite holiday movie for me, Christmas movie. So I would love to find out what you cast or what this cast looks like for you.
Well, you can listen to it straight on their Facebook page, or you can listen to wherever you listen to this podcast. So lots of different places for you to go check that out. It's a good show. It's a fun show. It comes out every 25th of the month. So it's a whole year you get to celebrate Christmas. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
You bet. Brandon, thank you very much. I'll close that show with some Coldplay right now. Now, but we're gonna
no,
break down.
Let's
the
end
drink.
It on a good note. On a good note.
Good note. Well, the oohs and ahs from Chris Martin, right? Ooh, ah. Yeah.
That's just him hearing the crowd going, boo.
I know it gets under your skin. You hear Coldplay. It's like, that's how I can get on your nerves. Just mention Coldplay. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get out of here. Draft is upon us. The 3-day event. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we get it. Round one on some Thursday night, 2 and 3 on Friday, and 4 through 7 on Saturday. Ravens have a slew of picks. What will happen? Who will they pick? What needs will they fill? Hopefully all of them will get filled and then some. And we welcome some newest birds to the flock this weekend. I can't wait to see what names they draft and what names are going to be donning the purple and black for us and to get introduced. And I can't wait for the fan reaction. And also, you know, use the social media, you know our Twitter handles, you know the Call Facebook page. Love to hear your reactions instantly when they happen. Please comment, please post. I can't wait to interact with all of y'all. Missed it. And we all thank you for your support as always. And until we break down the draft and the aftermath, Baltimore Ravens into the 2022 season. Let's kick it off. Let's fly high this draft.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.